A group of Tennessee lawmakers is weighing whether to get involved in campus sexual assault investigations. They heard from lawyers who question whether students accused of serious crimes have enough protections. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
Knoxville attorney Keith Stewart has represented University of Tennessee employees and students in a number of cases. He says the panel that considers allegations of student misconduct isn't up to the task of investigating claims of rape and other felonies.
It's not professional. I think the training is inadequate for the people conducting these hearings. I think that there is pressure from above, depending on who the accused is.
The issue is a burning one on college campuses. Federal authorities warned schools 5 years ago that if they don't take sexual assault claims seriously, they risk losing funding. Several attorneys told state lawmakers that universities responded by lowering the standard of proof needed for expulsion. But Mary Moody, general counsel for the Tennessee Board of Regents, says there's a difference between expelling students and putting them in jail.
There's always going to be a case where we need to get that person off the campus as quickly as possible and prevent them from coming back. So the needs of the campus in terms of discipline, student discipline, are different than the needs of the criminal justice system.
Lawmakers have not decided whether to propose rules for Tennessee universities to follow, but it could be something they debate when the next legislative session begins in January. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.